नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम चैप्टर 4 सॉरी कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 84। एतन् मुकुंद जससा भुवनं पुनानं देवर्षि वर्य मुखने श्रुतम आत्मशौचम् यकीर्त्यमानधिगच्छति पारमेष्ठ्यम् नास्मिन् भवे भ्रमति मुक्त समस्त बन्धः। एतन् मुकुन्द जससा भुवनं पुनानं देवर्षि वर्य मुखने श्रुतमात्मशौचम् यकीर्त्यमानमधिगच्छति पारमेष्ठ्यम् नास्मिन् भवे भ्रमति मुक्त समस्त बन्धः। एतन्मुकुन्द जससा भुवनं पुनानं देवर्षि वर्य मुखनि श्रुतमात्मशौचम् यकीर्त्यमानमधिगच्छति पारमेष्ठ्यम् नास्मिन् भवे भ्रमति मुक्त समस्त बन्धः।
वर्ड मीनिंग एतत् दिस नरेशन मुकुंद जससा विद द फेम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा भुवनम दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड पुनानम सैंक्टिफाइंग देवर्षि ऑफ द ग्रेट सेजेस वर्य ऑफ द चीफ मुख ऑफ द माउथ निश्रितम अटर्ड आत्मशौचम purifying the heart ya anyone kirtyamanam being chanted adhigachyati goes back parameshtham to the spiritual world na never asmin in this bhave material world Brahmati wonders, Mukta being liberated, Samasta from all, Bandhaha bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. This narration spoken by the great sage Narada is full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of the living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. One who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. Purport. As indicated in the verse 79, Narada Muni advised King Prachinabarhi to take to devotional service rather than waste time performing ritualistic ceremonies and fruitive activities. The vivid descriptions of the subtle and gross bodies in this chapter are most scientific, and because they are given by the great sage Narada, they are authoritative. Because these narrations are full of the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they constitute the most effective process for the purification of the mind. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. The more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory gross and subtle body, but instead attain our spiritual identity. One who tries to understand this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from this ocean of nonsense. The word Parameshtyam is very significant in this connection. Parameshtyam is also called Brahmaloka. It is the planet on which Lord Brahma lives. The inhabitants of Brahmaloka always discuss such narrations so that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. One who is transferred to the spiritual world does not have to go up and down within this material world. Sometimes spiritual activities are also called Parameshtyam.
Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Krishna Jagannatha Jai Vaikuntha Namadhrik Jai Deva Kripa Sindhu Jai Lakshmi Pate Prabhu Jai Nilambuja Syama Nilaji Muta Sannibha Jai Padma Dhari Tribhyam Nisevita Padambujam Janardana Jagata Bandho Saranagata Palaka Tvam Dasa 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 Dasanam Dasattam Dahime Prabhu Dasattam Dahime Prabhu.
So we are almost reaching the concluding statements of this chapter. The talks between Narada and King Prachinabarhi. Actually, this verse is spoken by Maitreya Muni to Vidura, and he is taking the talkings between Narada and Prachinabarhi. Narada is a great preacher. So what he is preaching to the king Prachinabarhi the whole narration is ended, now the Phalasruti is given. If somebody will read this or hear this, what will be the benefit? This is the Phalasruti. So the Phalasruti in the verse it is saying, Etan, Etan means this whole narration, what Narada Muni preached to King Prachinavari, this all things. Etan, Mukunda Jasasa Bhuvanang Punanang. That means the whole preaching what Narada Muni did to Prachinavari, that was full of Mukunda Jasa, the glories of Lord Krishna. The whole narration was full of Mukunda Jasa. That is the first thing he is telling. Etan Mukunda Jasasa. Then what is the important of Mukunda Jasa? Na Bhuvanang Punanang. If you want to purify the whole universe, then the only thing is Mukunda Jasa, which can purify the whole universe. So that's why, because this whole narration content with Mukunda Jasa, that's why it can purify the whole material world. Mukunda Jasasa Bhuvanang Punanang. And on the top of that, it is become Mahaprasadi. How? Now the elevated great preacher Narada Muni, he released it, and after that he is giving. So that become Mahaprasad. Devarsi Bariya, he is the chief of the Devarsi, and that Mukhanisruta, and he has digested and now is bringing out from his mouth. So that is Mahaprasad. Mukhanisruta Atma Socham. When this Mukunda Jasa is going through a devotee and is coming out from the mouth of a devotee, it becomes so powerful. Anybody who will take into it, it will become fully cleansed. Atma Socham, it will clean the heart. Not only the world, outside, external, it will clean the internal thing also. Atma Socham. Atma Socham means each and every living entity who will hear this or read this, his heart will be cleansed. And this Mukunda Jasa is powerful enough to clean the purify the whole universe. But now, if this Jasa spoken by a liberated devotee, preacher, then it would not only purify the external things, material world, it will purify the inside heart and mind, everything. Atma Socham. Then Ya Kirtyamanam Adhigachati Paramashtyam. Then he is saying, Ja Kirtyaman, who is speaking this, Prabhupada says, who relates this, he will definitely attain Paramapada, Paramashtyam. He will attain the most exalted Padam place. And Nasmin Bhave Bhramati, and he will never ever wander in this material world, and Mukta Samasta Bandha, and will definitely free from all the bondages. So now we'll see one by one that this narration, first thing of the preaching of Narada Muni, all the statements are full of Mukunda Jasa. We know that when Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada was there, was heading the Gaudiya Math, and he was publishing literatures, and many exalted disciples, they are writing many things. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, he has no time, he cannot edit all these things. So he will tell the secretary, just see in one page how many names of Krishna's are there. If many names of Krishna are there, then pass it, that's enough. Don't see the what is philosophy this there, that's it. The Mukunda Jasa, the holy name of Krishna, that's it, that will purify. Forget about philosophy. If you just take the name of Krishna and just hear the name of Krishna, that is enough for us. So that's why Narada Muni, though he is giving an allegorical story of Puranjana Upakhyana, but in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, and wherever there is chance, he is putting this Mukunda Jasa inside it. Always putting. So Narada Muni is an expert diagonist. So he knows where and how to give it. So he is giving. So first thing, this Mukunda Jasa is Bhuvanang Punanang. And then, how this Mukunda Jasa is working? Three things he is giving here. First thing, it purifies the material world. Bhuvanang Punanang. Second thing, when this thing comes out from the mouth of great preacher like Narada Muni, then it purifies the heart of the living entity. Atma saucham, that is another merit. First merit is bhuvanam punanam, second benefit is atma saucham, and third is paramapada praptam. Anybody who chants this or hear this, he will attain the desired planet, the spiritual abode, paramishtham. And at the last, this is the glories of Mukunda Jasa, these three things. And now who will just hear this Srota, Phalasruti, those who are hearing attentively, they will be liberated. Not only liberated, they will never ever come back to this material world. Mukta samasta bandha. They'll free from all the attachments, all the bandhans. So many, the five benefits are described here. Just by the hearing the statements of Narada Muni. So Prabhupada mentioning in the purport, the first line, as indicated in the verse 79, in 79, Narada Muni is telling, Atastat apavadartham bhaja sarvatmana harim. You have already gone through so many ritualistic fruitive activities, so it's all waste of time. So now what to do? Now okay, you want to contract, then bhaja sarvatmana harim. Then only hari bhajan is the only remedy. So King Prachinavari advised to take devotional service rather than to waste time performing ritualistic ceremonies. So all these allegories given by Narada Muni in Puranjana Upakhyan is a vivid descriptions of the subtle body and gross body. How we are starting to desire to enjoy, and then anartha parampara. This is a one after another body, this is a parampara we are getting. One after another karma, we are forced to do this karma and forced to get more and more bondage in this material world. So this karma bandhana parampara, this anartha parampara, how it is happening? So this Puranjana Upakhyan very nicely illustrates all these things. And King Prachinavarhi, when he heard from this story from Narada Muni, first he could not understand anything. The whole three chapters Narada Muni tell the whole story, he heard everything, he said, oh sir, I cannot understand everything. So Narada Muni repeat the summary again. Then after understanding the summary, then what is the reaction? Immediately, King Prachinavari immediately ready to get out of this administrative head position. He is ready to go out to Kapila Ashram and do penance. Though he is a great king, he is emperor, he has to do his duty, he has to give this whole throne to somebody and make all arrangements. But now his sons, they have gone out, they have not come yet. But now he is so eager, he doesn't want for his son to come back and take the charge from him. He said, no, I have no time. I cannot waste my time now. He just sent a message to the ministers. Okay, when my sons will come, let them take over the charge, so I am going. See, this is so effective. This preaching of Narada Muni is so effective that immediately King Prachinavari, though such a long time he was attached in fruitive activities, ritualistics, performances, just by hearing this statement from Narada Muni, he immediately ready to get out from his position and go out to Kapila Ashram to do penance. And he never wait for his son to come back also. That is the immediate effect of the Mukunda Jasa. So we are seeing the same Narada Muni. He is such an effective preacher. When this Bhagavatam was not exist, when Vyasadev was feeling very trouble in his ashram in Saraswati in Samyaprasa, and Narada Muni approached him, so he said, what is going on? You are looking very disturbed. So Vyasadeva is saying, I don't know, I have done many things, I have described the whole Vedic literature, so many Puranas, so many things I have done, everything, but still I am disturbed. So then the prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared. So he is telling, Jatha dharma daya sartha muni varyanu kirtita na tatha vasudevasya mahima yanu vartita. Although you have very broadly described the four principles, beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of Supreme Personality of Vasudeva. So he is immediately saying, okay, you have done many things, but you have not, see, Narada said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. The philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless, useless. And then he is telling, Najat bata chitra padang harir jaso jagat pavitrang pragunita karhichit. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe. So there also, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, before Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, he is getting instruction from his spiritual master Naraji. He is expertly guiding him that you have written many, many literatures, but because you have not described pure glories, the Amala Jasa of Mukunda, of Sri Bhagavan, that's why you are feeling disturbed and the whole world also disturbed. So, in this connection we can understand, if we want to be satisfied and if we want to give satisfaction to the whole universe, then the only one remedy, only one medicine, that is to speak and hear and read and glorify the Mukunda Jasa, the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So, yat kirtanam, yat svaranam, yadikhyanam, yat bandhanam, yadarhanam, lokos sadhya vidhunoti kalmasam, tasme suhadra sravase namo namaha. Sukadeva Goswami also telling, just by chanting of his name, yat kirtanam, just by remembering of his name, of his pastimes, yat smaranam, yad ikhyanam, just by having a glance of darshan, yad ikhyanam, yad bandhanam, just by chanting some prayers in front of him, yad arhanam, if you do some puja, whatever you do to Lord, lokesu sadhya vidhunoti kalmasam, immediately it will cleanse you. Vidhunoti, not ordinary dhota, vises dhota, immediately will clean. Kalmasam, all the darts will be clean. Tasme Subhadra Sravase Nama Nama. Because he is the source of all Subhadra, all Bhadra, all the auspiciousness comes out from him. So his darshan, his remembrance, his names, his pastimes, all his paraphernalia, everything connected to him. If we connect ourselves to all these things, then we will start cleansed externally and internally. In all the Vedic literatures, everywhere, this is the only samambanam. That somehow or rather, tasmat kena pi upayena mana Krishna nivesayat. Somehow or other, just try to fix your mind in Lord Krishna. Even if in Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is to tell, Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sabhya bhavai sa chintya tasya sadrusim tanumapurete govindamadi purusam tanumam bhajame. By kama, krodha, sahaja, pranaya, bhiti, whatever, vatsalya, guru, gaurava, sabhya bhava, in whatever relation, somehow or other, just meditate, put your mind to the Supreme Lord. That's it. That's it. We know, everybody described, the cause of suffering is ignorance. What is that ignorance? Narada Muni is preaching to Prachina Varhi. Preaching means educating him, giving him knowledge. He's giving him knowledge. So knowledge means which will take you out from the ignorance, because ignorance is the root cause of all bondage, all suffering. So now we know that ignorance is the root cause, so how to get rid of it? Ignorance can be taken out only by knowledge, no other way. So what is that knowledge? When the knowledge will be quoted outside, inside and everywhere, quoted with Mukunda Jasa, then that is only the jnana. Jnanam dadati vinayam. The real knowledge will make you humble. Nowadays, when we acquire some knowledge, we become egoistic, full of ego. Oh, I am so and so, such and such. So all these so-called degrees are really not jnanam. They are all ajnanam. These jnana which will help you to increase your ego, how can I do this? Shastra says, jnanam dadati vinayam. Vinayam dadati patrata. So that knowledge which makes you humbler than humble, trinadapi sunichena. So that is knowledge. So that knowledge Narada Muni is giving. He is an emperor, Prachinavara, he is a king. He is a great king. So see, just by hearing this knowledge, and he is so powerful, he becomes so humble. So that means, if we really understand the glories of Supreme Lord, the first thing, if we understand it, then the first effect will immediately will become humble. If we cannot become humble in our behavior, in our attitude, then we should conclude that we have not acquired knowledge. That's for sure. That is the first and foremost characteristics of knowledge. That jnanam dadati vinayam. We should become very humble. And this humble mood, this humble attitude, if we do anything to Lord, to pray to Lord, to see the Lord, to hear about Lord, speak about Lord, anything in a humble attitude, in a submissive mood, then that's it. No need of any intelligence, no need of so many Vedic knowledge, nothing. Rupa Goswami, the foremost acharya of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the compiler of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in one prarthana, he is telling, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande, Manamana Samadhukara Marpaya Nijapada Pankaja Makarande, Pankaja Makarande, Jadyapi Samadhisu Vidhirapi Pasyati Natava Nakhagramarichim, Jadyapi Samadhisu Vidhirapi Pasyati Natava Nakhagramarichim, Idami Chamini Samyata Vachyuta, Idami Chamini Samyata Vachyuta, Tadapi Kripadbhuta Bichim, Tadapi Kripadbhuta Bichim. Sri Rupa Goswami is saying here, hey Krishna, you will be the only worshipable Lord of mine. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande. Then he is telling, Mana Manasa Madhukara, the bumblebee of my mind become a bumblebee, honeybee, Manasa Madhukara, Marpaya Nija Pada Pankaja, the honey that is coming out from your lotus feet. So my honeybee of mind wants to release it. Marpaya Nija Pada Pankaja Makarande. And then he is saying, how you dare to do like that? So he is giving one example, that jadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati. Vidhi means Brahma. Jadyapi, even if the such a powerful entity Lord Brahma, the Srishtikarta, vidhir api na pasyati, he not able to see. Jadyapi samadhisu, by his constant samadhi meditation of Brahma for such a long period, even Brahma not eligible to see what? not able to see you, forget that, not able to see your lotus feet, forget the lotus feet, not able to see the nail of your feet. What the question of nail? This nakha agra marichim, the glance, the rays coming out from the front portion of your nail, that even impossible for Lord Brahma to see by such a long period of samadhi yoga. Jadyapi samadhisu vidhirapi na pasyati na tava nakha agra marichim. Tava nakha agra marichi is impossible by Lord Brahma to see by samadhi yoga for such a long time. And then he says, idame chami, I am wanting to see it. And how? You are such a more qualified than Brahma or what? No. I am ichami. Idam ichami. How you are daring to want it? He is saying, I am telling. Idam ichami nisamyata vachita, because I am hard. I have hard enough. What you heard? Hey, Achyuta, I have heard about your adhuta kripa. About such a wonderful, merciful nature of yours, I have heard about it. Idami chami nisamyatavachita, nisamyanis I have heard perfectly, he achyuta, tad api kripa adhuta vichim, the waves of your merciful nature, such a wonderful characteristics of your mercy, I have heard about it. That's why, depending on this merciful nature of yours, I am desiring. Even if Brahma fails, but still I desire. Hare Baba, you have such a... Then he is saying, okay, I am useless.
Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava natava nataima matila matri. Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava nataima matila matri. Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava natai mama tila matri. Though I am admitting that I don't have a little devotion compared to a sesame seed. Tila means sesame seed. Just a little devotion in my heart is not there for you. Natoi mama tila matri. Bhakti rudanchati jadyapi madhava natoi mama tila matri. What is that? Durghata ghatana vidhatri. Because though I don't have any devotion for you, but because I know that you can do all impossible possible, you can do everything, that is your power. I know that you are able to make all impossible things possible, so by best and that nature of yours, I am desiring that I should release the nectar and honey of your lotus feet. Even Brahma felt. So the conclusion here, that Rupa Goswami is just depending upon the mercy of Lord. He said, this is the wonderful merciful nature of yours, and that mercy can do durghata ghatana vidhatri. You can do all impossible possible. That is not any difficult for you. So based on these statements, based on this nature of yours, I am desiring, oh my Lord, please allow me. Because you are Krupa Adhuta, your Krupa is Adhuta. But based on your Krupa, not I have totally disqualified, I have no qualification. I am not qualified, but you are qualified. If you want, you can give me. So in this eagerness mood, if in this mood of humility, if we approach the Lord, then the Lord can enable us. Otherwise, there is no way. That till now, nama vidhu suraganaha pavavanti na maharsaya, all the suraganas, all the demigods, the maharsis, they never ever know him till now. They are trying, they cannot know. But only way to know, we cannot able to know this, but that doesn't mean that Lord will not powerful enough to make us know. He can. So we have to depend upon him. Nija vala cheshta prati bharasa chadiya, tumara ichhai achi nirbhara kriya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I have not a single faith on my power, on my attempt and my sadhana. I have no faith at all. But I have full faith that you are powerful. If you want, you can qualify me. You can do it. So only based on that factor, on your power, your merciful nature, I am daring that my mind should release the nectar and honey of your lotus feet. Sarva Goswami is telling like that. So, the devotees who are the followers of Rupa Goswami, the Rupanugas, they should take that mood only. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taken that mood. Cheto Darpan Marjanam. The first and foremost things, we have to cleanse our heart, our chitta, and that can be happen only by Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So Sri Krishna Sankirtanam means Mukunda Jasa. So that Mukunda Jasa, if you only hear it, chant it, read it, and whatever you do in this connection, that will clean us, that will clean the universe, that will clean every living entity. And that is the only duty we have to do. Because we have forgotten our constitutional position, that's why we are trying to be happy by ourselves. So every living entity in this universe, they are trying to be happy. And the process of achieving that happiness is their self-interest. And these ignorant living entities, they do not know that the real self-interest is Vasudeva. Nate vidu swartha gating hi Vishnu. They don't know the real self-interest is Vishnu. Only to chant and discuss and hear about him. If you do that, then I said, oh, if you do that only, then what about our eating, what about sleeping, what about all these things? Everything will come. Everything will be there. There are so many examples. This Narada Muni is such a perfect preacher in this regard. When he was discussing with Mrigari, when he met the Mrigari, the hunter, such a cruel person. He was killing the animals, making them half dead and torture. Narada Muni told, why you are doing like that? You will get the karma. He said, what karma? I don't know. This is my things I am doing from long time. I am maintaining my family in this way. So Narada Muni just, he said, no, you have to suffer this, that. So try to convince him. Somehow or other, by the power of Narada Muni, he understood. And then he said, now I have to suffer so many things. Now, yes. Now then what to do to counteract these things? What to do? Now, the first thing, you have to break your bow. No. If I may not do, my son will do something. Let this property be here. No. Throughout this. So he broke down his bow. Then he said, go and sell out whatever property you have. Hurry. So how my family, what they will eat, how they survive? Now forget it, I am there. You have faith in me, then go and give up everything. Whatever you have. And bring your family here. I am here. And he did that. Having full faith in Narada Muni's word, he broke down his bow. He sold out everything and bring his family in front of Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, okay, now, he didn't do fruitful life. He said, sit down here, bring a tulsi plant and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. With full faith that this chanting will supply me everything that I want for my bodily comforts, any social needs, any physical needs, any relatives, everything in any regards, whatever I want, everything can be fulfilled just by faithfully chanting this holy name. That's what convinced by Narada Muni to the hunter. And he did it. And you all know what happened. He got so much supply, he said, oh, I have no place to keep. Why is he giving so much to me? And because we don't have faith, we are trying hard, doing overtime, still we are suffering. Because we have less faith. Just by keeping full faith on this little thing, this holy name of Krishna is so powerful, it can give you everything. So now the problem arrives. why you are not having faith in this holy name? We are hearing the day we admitted into ISKCON movement, we are hearing all these things every day, at least one time in Bhagavatam class in morning. In 24 hour, at least half an hour, we are hearing this, discussing this. But still, so only half an hour we are charging ourselves, and 23 and a half hours we are discharging ourselves. So this, that's why this is not working. And this charging machine is not so powerful. If the charger is so powerful like Narada Muni, his powerful medicine will work. For even 2-3 minutes, it will work like anything. So we are taking weak medicine and not taking it properly and not taking it in proper dose. So how it will work? So now, somehow or other, our business is to increase our faith, to grow our faith on this holy name of the Lord. This is the only hope in this Kali Yuga, nothing else. Today is the glorious day of Hariyali, Tij. You are seeing the such a nice groves here in our altar. All Hariyali Kunja. Now Gaur Nita, Krishna Balaram and Radhe Sam Sundar, they are hiding inside the jungle. You are seeing the all forest is there, appeared in our altar. Not only forest, you see, have you seen apple tree? This is not the apple tree, but the apples are there. Somebody asked me, how come? So many apples are there, but these trees are not fruit. They are without fruits. This Devadaru tree, and they never have any flowers or fruits. But they are having fruits. Because this is Chintamani Kalpavrikhya. Kalpavrikhya can produce anything. Whatever fruits, whatever flowers. In Vrindavan, all these trees are Kalpavrikhya. Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpavrikhya. So all these trees are not ordinary trees. They are all Kalpavrikhya. All the Devadaru tree can give you apple. Can give you pineapple, can give you banana, whatever you want. All these trees, jungle trees. So, this is Shravana Mas. After Krishna Ritu, the Varsha Ritu is almost in middle is going to end now. So, the temperature has gone down. But really, the temperature has gone down, but we are all suffering. You all know, if there is no light, oh my God. Though there is not such a great temperature, but the heat is wet heat, not dry heat, humid. Oh, intolerable. If there is no AC, if there is no fan, then you just, if you put them in the house, close the door and the light is not there. In Vrindavan it is so often happening, so you are enjoying the Shravan. You cannot stay inside the home, never. The weather is such dry, humid, hot. Not dry, wet. Wet, hot. Full of clouds and so hot. This is such a terrible weather. It is very troublesome to digest. So, the only remedy, because nowadays we have electricity, fans, AC, generator, all this. But in previous days when Radha Krishna and the Gopasakhas, Gopis were there was no electricity, there was no AC, no cooler, no fans, nothing. So what, they cannot stay. The weather was same at that time also. The Shravan was same. And they cannot lock them inside the room. So they have to come out. And when they come out and see, oh, the sun is not there, it's cloudy weather. And all the trees and creepers has all have green new leaves, such a nice greenery all around. Such enchanting beauty. But this humid, this hot is terrible. So what to do? So you have to come out, make a string, make a jhula. So no need of fan. If you swing yourself, then you will get real pleasure. So that's why the jhula arrangement there in this Shravan mass. If you don't have electricity, if you don't have fan, AC, any other arrangement, just sit in the jhula and see. It's such a nice, you'll feel sleepy immediately. So to give this bliss, to pleasure to the supreme couple, all these gopans and gopis, they will arrange this jhula utsav. Because the season is like that, what they will do? They can only be blissful, they can only be pacified if they will sit in the jhula and get natural breeze. So these arrangements, in the third day of the Shravan, bright fortnight of Shravan, this Jhulan Utsav started in Vrindavan. This tradition starts from that time only. When Radha Krishna was there, all the Gopi Gopis were there. They cannot stay inside the home. They have to come out and they cannot put up the fan switch. So they have to make arrangement of Jhula and sit there and swim. Oh, those who are helping him, they also getting blissful, getting pleasure. And those who are sitting in the Jhula, they are also getting pleasure. So this is the natural way to be happy and be blissful and get pleasure in this terrible weather. So in this, especially in this Shravan month, so all our Supreme Lord, they are coming out from their homes and going out to the forest and taking shelter of the green trees and creepers and make nice jhula and swing themselves. And nice songs they will sing. Only jhula is not good. Sing nice songs and swing yourself. So such a nice atmosphere in Vrindavan in this Shravan. So these activities is going to started from this day till the end of Shravan, Shravan Purnima. From the third day of Shravan till the Purnima day, so this Jhulan Utsav will go on. But in our Gaudiya Parampara, we are doing only for 4 days. We are doing from Ekadasi to Purnima. But in other temples, they are doing from today. And all the deities, they will come out. They cannot tolerate the heat and humid inside. They will come out and go to forest. But our deities, they cannot go to forest. We are always doing so many offerings. So many people are coming to see them here. So the forest come inside the altar. Because they cannot go to forest. This is Chintamani. Yes. Lord desires, so what can I do? I cannot go to forest. Let the forest come here. Yes, all my devotees will come and see the forest here. And it's such a wonderful forest that though it is not apple tree, the apples are there, pineapples are there, all this without season, all the flowers and fruits are there. Such a wonderful forest. Because this is Vrindavan. Everything is possible in Vrindavan. So, such a wonderful decoration, and their lordships are enjoying such a blissful mood. Just by seeing, you can feel bliss. So that is our only duty, to see such a beautiful, blissful Lord, to see him and to see him and to see him. And if you fed up with seeing him, then chant his name. If you become tired, then eat his prasad. If you fed up there, then hear class. So all these things, you go round the clock. That should be our only duty. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes, Rauji.
You mentioned that ignorance is the cause of suffering and that we need knowledge.
Yeah. Endeavor, yeah.
So is it by...
Should I start over? So, ignorance is a cause of suffering. We need to cultivate knowledge. So you recommended hearing, chanting, remembering the Supreme Lord. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said he has no faith in his ability for his practicing this hearing and chanting. He only has faith in Guru.
Power of Lord, yeah. Guru Krishna. Yeah.
So is Guru partial, or is it by one's endeavor that entices the Guru to give blessings? Is it because of the very act of reading and trying to understand that Guru gives mercy, or is it causeless mercy? How does this work?
Good question Prabhuji is asking. What I understand, we need only lolyam mulya ekalam. We should have great eagerness from our side. That will make everything possible. If from our side is a great eager, we want that, then that's make everything possible. The Guru will become merciful, Krishna will become merciful, everything will happen. Is it okay?
How do I become eager like that?
Yeah, so now the problem, how do you become eager like that? So, if somebody has that eagerness, we have to serve him and pray to him, we can get something from him. This is the only way. Is it okay?
It's okay.
Any other question? ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की श्री राधे श्याम सुंदर की श्री कृष्ण बलराम की निताय गौर सुंदर की।